way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
Hello. Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
How's it going?
I think Sam opened this one up, actually, because you definitely hear him panting. And he is a good 6 feet away.
Yeah. I always make the mistake of taking him for a walk shortly before we record.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. He likes to make his presence known.
He is one of... We might start having... If we ever make money on this, we're going to have to pay him. He's like a...
He's a celeb.
He's like a paid regular, kind of like they have it like the comedy store. He contributes. He's there. It's like a band when they all get credit for writing. Like Queen. We just watched Bohemian Rhapsody again last night.
Yeah, which is a kick-ass movie,
yeah,
by the way.
It's
it really
is.
A
movie. Not bad. It was very funny because I discovered while we were watching it that the guy that plays the bass player in Queen, John Deacon, I think his name is in real life, was the little kid from Jurassic Park.
Yes, and
the
you
first
are a
Jurassic Park.
Huge Jurassic Park fan.
It was awesome. It's hilarious. I don't know if he's done anything else besides Jurassic Park and Bohemian Rhapsody.
I'm going to guess at some point in his life he has, because that's a pretty big jump of, like, I don't know, 40 years.
Yeah, but they're casting based on how those people look to some degree, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you look the part and you can act a little bit, you can be John Deacon, the... 80s.
I bet if you look
player.
At his IMDb, he's done something since Jurassic Park because he was like 7 in Jurassic Park.
Something like that, yeah. But anyway, we're not here to talk about Queen movies. This is the Antisocial Isolation Podcast.
Yes.
Welcome back if you've listened before. If you haven't listened before, thanks for listening now.
Welcome to the madness, man.
Keep listening. We need people to listen. So... Last week was fun because we titled the episode The Hangover, and we recorded it the day after a night of debauchery in our backyard that really made
us
both...
There was a little bit of alcoholic consumption.
Yeah, and it made us a little rough
Monday. We were just a little slow, a little off.
Yeah, we were, like, mental acuity, we weren't ourselves, I guess.
No,
it was okay.
It's like we hadn't slept in, like, 3 days or something. Yeah.
Oof.
But we got through it.
But
got the episode out there and did what we needed to do. Because, you know,
we published.
We're awesome and that's what we do.
But I talked about the, what I coined the phrase apocalyptic diarrhea I had following that party.
Do you honestly think anyone cares to hear any more about your diarrhea?
Nope, I've already talked about it. What I want to talk about is the fact that that day, like, I had breakfast and then I had my stomach issues and I didn't eat anything again until we had dinner that night, and we decided to order food, and I hadn't eaten anything pretty much all day, and whatever I had eaten for breakfast was definitely out of my system, for sure out of my system, but we ordered from LT's, the local pizza sub kind of everything restaurant right around the corner from us.
Yes.
And I was like, I'm going to get a pizza sub.
Right, because that's totally what makes sense.
The cheese, the grease.
Which is very typical of what people crave.
Man.
Post-inebriation.
I destroyed that thing, and it was so good. I hadn't probably had a pizza sub in years, many, many years, and it was
pizza
the most
rock.
Delicious thing. Oh, my God. Whew.
They're only secondary to chicken finger subs.
I wasn't even craving it. I just looked at it. I'm like, that sounds really good.
Subconsciously, you were craving it.
No. Remember when I did crave something, and I just thought of this now, actually, was when I had my second surgery on my elbow years ago.
Oh, my God. Oh.
So I did have surgery on my elbow, a second one. First one was just kind of like trying to clean up inside, and it didn't work. So a year later, I had another one where I actually cut open my left elbow, detached whatever the tendons and shit that are on there, and they filed my elbow down, and then they reattached everything so that it would hear better.
Yeah, they did all kinds of weird, I don't know.
So I was out. It was, you know, anesthesia, all that stuff. And we get home later, and for whatever reason, I was craving Arby's. And I hadn't had Arby's in probably decades.
Just to, you know, get it out there. We're not, you know, super healthy, crazy people, but we steer clear of fast food for the most part. Subs, pizza, that kind of stuff, we'll take part in. But any of those fast food places, McDonald's, Burger King,
never.
KFC, Taco Bell, Arby's, we haven't touched, we don't go near that stuff.
Unless, I would say the
unless
only time we've done that
Unless you have elbow surgery.
or we're on a road trip, like with the kids when they were younger, we would stop at like McDonald's and we'd get something at least.
Usually, yeah,
like
but we usually, McMuffin. Yeah, I was gonna say we usually stick to egg sandwiches but, in those kind of places.
Yeah, that was so weird. I was craving Arby's.
It was Arby's, absolutely
and
disgusting.
It was the most delicious food ever. In fact, I think you had not even half of yours, and
no,
I
took
yours
one bite
as well.
And said this is really gross.
I don't know why I craved that, but man, it hit the spot.
It was awful.
But I think pizza subs are my new Arby's. Next thing I crave is gonna be one of those things again. Man, it was so good.
Ugh.
But can't have pizza subs all the time. I'll get even fatter than I am.
Oh, jeez.
But it's been cool because the Y's been open. We talked about that. But mm-hmm. I, this past week, and I've done it twice, right? Was it Thursday and Saturday? Went to work out. I did elliptical for half an hour, and then I started running again.
Right, which is awesome.
On
because
the indoor
you've had
track.
The fracture, stress fracture.
Yes.
So
on the indoor
on
track,
the mend.
A little bit of running. I was doing like every other lap running. And then Saturday I changed it where I was doing two laps running and then one walking.
Which, by the way, is truly incredible. And it's one of the reasons that we pay a little bit more to be part of the Y, our local YMCA, is because they do have an indoor track.
Yes.
Most gyms don't have anything like that. And it's really actually kind of nice.
And if you have ever run or talked to other runners, like running on the road is, you're running on concrete and asphalt. It pounds on your feet. So being able
to run.
Yeah,
your whole body really.
So being able to run on the indoor track is great for recovery because
mm-hmm.
I'm not
gives your body
on my
a little
foot.
Bit of a break. Your whole everything, top to bottom, because every time you land when you're running on the asphalt, that vibration, even though you're not aware of it, is going up through
yes.
your whole body. A little bit less if you're willing to invest in some of the higher end running shoes will dissipate that a little bit. But still, it's
yeah.
It's hard on everything. So running on the track is very nice, and
yeah.
it's nice to have a break from all of the environmental elements that come with running outside as well.
Truth.
You don't have
the rain,
the wind,
the hills.
Rain and all, yeah, inclines and all that kind of good
everything.
Stuff. So track training every once in a while is kind of nice.
Yeah.
You get to just go.
And it's excellent for me coming back, which is really nice.
Yes. Great.
So I was excited to be able to do that. I had looked at my Strava, and the last time I had ran was June 3rd. It's been more than 3 months, right? July, August, yeah, we're in September, so
mm-hmm. well, yeah,
so over
I mean,
3 months for that, which, and my foot doesn't hurt, which is really woo! The best news of all of that, so I'm going to keep doing that,
you
do
should.
A little mix, I'll slowly ramp it up, and eventually I'll be doing 50 miles ultra again, 50 mile ultras
are
again.
You?
No.
I didn't think so.
But I wouldn't mind, I don't think I want to do a full marathon again either.
No?
No, I've done, what, seven of them?
I don't know.
Yes, seven.
Stop counting.
Yes, seven fulls, and I would think like a half would be a fun target for me just to be able to maintain
mm-hmm.
the ability to do a half again. That would be fun.
It but, is. That's a fun, I mean, it's a fun distance. It's challenging enough,
it's very
but it's not enough that it, the training for it is not overly time consuming.
Yeah.
You can fit it into your regular everyday life and there's no giant impact. And
that was,
it is fun.
I consider myself a mentally weak runner most of the time. Like, I find it tough for me to stick in high gear and really push. I got to a point we talked about before, like, where my 5Ks were pretty good. And but that wasn't mentally tough for me because I was at a conditioning level where I was able to just run that fast and,
mm-hmm.
For 3.1 miles.
But that's really what running is. And especially any kind of an endurance is it's mental. It's not physical.
Right, which is why I suck at it. And but that last half I ran, I think was last, yeah, that was the Mighty Niagara one, maybe 4 years ago, three, 4 years ago. But that was the only time I can literally remember mentally going, you have to finish this. You have to do this. Because I was shooting for a target of breaking 150.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was... I think there was about 2 miles left, so I was 11 miles in, that the 150 group, there was a pace group for 150. And a pace group, if you're not a runner, is there are, runners that will volunteer at races to run a specific pace, whether it's, for a half, it could be an hour and a half, and they do it in like 5-10 minute increments. So it helps you obtain your goal. If you stick with that pace group, there's a really good runner who can get you there in that time. As I was kind of like slowing down, hating life at 11 miles, the 150 group passed me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, shit. Like, I can either suck it up for 2 miles or I can just be like, I didn't do it this time. I'll try and get it next time. And that's the only time I can remember, like, getting into that mental state of saying, I have to hammer down for 2 more miles and
like,
do
what's,
this.
At that point, what's 2 miles? That's that's
just saying,
nothing.
It's easier for me to say, like, fuck it, I didn't make it.
No. See, I'm the other way. I'm like, you know, of all the miles and, you know, that I've put in, like, what's 2 more at that point?
Mm. Yeah, but I had, I know what you're saying. You're right. You have that mentality. I don't, but I had to like really be like, okay, you just have to do this. You have to suck it up. It's going to be terrible. And I had to go even faster than I normally needed to for those last 2 miles because I had to make up some of the time on
sure.
that. But I ended up at whatever, like 149 and change. So I did, which was cool. But at the Y now though, I kind of told you this yesterday, but in addition to asking you COVID related questions before they let you in, they started scanning your temperature now too.
That makes sense. So everybody's scanning the temperature thing.
They're doing that.
Because that is the key factor.
Yes.
The first symptom in COVID.
And I had a 99.3 temperature this morning. Yeah.
We should probably just put you into isolation.
Well, you too at this point. We've been living in the same household for
yeah, but I don't get really close to you because you creep me out.
You don't know how many times people tell me that. Asshole.
Speaking of running, and I'm not, and this is totally personal, being with, you know, all the stuff going on, you know, races weren't able to take place. A lot of them are virtual, things like that. I'm not a huge advocate of the virtual races. They're great. A lot of people love them. And, you know, most of the profits go to, you know, great organizations, nonprofits, and that's cool. But for me, going to the races a lot is the atmosphere.
Yes.
You're there, you push a little harder because there are other people there with you, right?
Yeah, and especially
it's that race environment,
especially on like bigger races. I mean bigger distance races like sure. halves and fulls. There's usually the last stretch there too, and parts during the race, but there's a crowd.
Yeah.
And they cheer everybody. They applaud, yes. you know, you get like, great job, keep going, that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And especially towards the end, you're running down that chute. It's like your adrenaline is full.
You're going.
It's so much
yeah.
fun.
Yeah. However, I did sign up this summer for a virtual race, but it was a little bit different. It had a little bit different spin, and I thought it was really cool. So I went ahead and said, you know, I'm going to give this a shot. And it is the NYSRV434 was the name of it.
Is that a license plate?
It might be somebody's license plate.
You should get that license plate now.
Ironically, my bib number for the race happened to be 434, which yeah. I thought was pretty cool. I felt that was like a good omen.
That's a profit. You were talking about profits and nonprofits. You're a profit.
Anyways, so idea of the race was it started May 15th, and it runs until September 15th, and the idea was to run, bike, walk 434 miles,
which
is the distance between Niagara Square here in Buffalo and Times Square in New York City.
New York City.
Yeah, yeah. So it came out on average to be, I think, like 3.6 miles a day if you ran every single day.
For 5 months.
For 4 months.
Four months.
Yeah. Which obviously is incredibly difficult to do, especially, you know. Life gets in the way sometimes, things like that. But, mm-hmm. But I'm pretty stoked. I'm not there yet. I have until Tuesday, and this is Sunday, so I've got 2 more days.
But
I'm down to. I only have 6.5 miles to go.
Nice.
So I'm thinking I'm going to finish that up tomorrow if I'm feeling all right.
6.5 tomorrow.
Yes.
Oh wow, get it out of the way.
Oh heck yeah.
You should do 5.5 tomorrow. Leave 1 mile for Tuesday. Tuesday. As they are prone to say in the South. And then go out and try and run like a hard, fastest mile you can. Just go all out.
Mm.
Come on. That would be fun.
Would it?
Yeah.
See, I feel like it's not worth changing my clothes and going out there for a mile.
Fine. You know what? Then you run 5 tomorrow. You warm up for half a mile on Tuesday and then go full. Think of it
we'll
as...
See.
Listen.
Think
we'll of see. It, listen. Think of it as... what we just talked about, the atmosphere and the fun of finishing those big races. And that's your finish. Go out there and run hard do a mile and run the last half mile hard.
Yeah. Well, I can still run the last half mile hard. If
I can probably get at
6.5.
Least like, I can probably get at least like 4 people to cheer for you for that last
four people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm guessing you and our two dogs, and are we going to take a cat outside with you?
Doesn't matter. You'll have a crowd.
And anyway, so I'm pretty excited because my goal was to do it, and I knew it was going to take me the full 4 months. That was my plan. I wasn't going to push super hard and knock myself out. I didn't want to get injured because, you know, I'm no spring chicken anymore. So you got to be careful. You know, I want to avoid getting injured, and I kept, you know, pretty decent average pace. I wanted my target was between 9.5 and 9:40.
Yeah,
and
that's
I'm
impressive.
Right there, so I'm all right.
You're doing awesome. Congrats.
I'm just pretty excited.
I don't like how you made that selfishly all about you, because I too signed up for that.
Yes, you did. So you yeah, you did. You paid for it.
I paid for it. I got the shirt. I started running.
Mm-hmm.
And I only made like 23 and a half or 24 and a half miles before my foot
fell apart. Did you even get that?
I did. Jerk store.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it was pretty cool because there are certain points along the course. So like Rochester, Syracuse, things like that. So you didn't have to go for the full 434 miles to New York City.
Yes.
You know, you could, depending on your level of comfort or if you wanted to challenge yourself, maybe you weren't runner at all and you just said, you know what, I want to be able to walk to Syracuse. You could do that.
Yeah.
And you got your medal and it has little stars on it, how far you've gone. So that was pretty cool.
That's pretty awesome. And you do you get like a what are they called? The thing you get around your neck with
the
a
finisher
medal on it. Yeah. It's been a while since I've gotten one, so I don't know.
Yeah, yes, and it's actually pretty cool. It's New York State and it comes with little stars. So you can put the stars on how far nice. you got during the race across the state.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good job, honey.
No, thanks.
I'm impressed.
No, if you should be impressed, but it was a goal.
Kept
me going through the summer.
Yeah, it did. You did good. When I was, you kind of interrupted my why story, by the way, with your self-grandizing. I ran from Niagara Square to Times Square. Blah. But on Thursday, you made a delicious dinner. Of couscous, like ground turkey, like was it peppers? Oh. and you spiced
yeah,
it up.
Onions and peppers yeah. and spices.
And it was delicious, but I went to the Y afterwards. And you have to wear a mask all the time at the Y. Mm-hmm. And as I'm on the elliptical, I am belching this stuff into my mask and breathing it right back in through my nose. And it was
you're welcome.
Repulsive. It was so nasty. Ugh. I definitely should have waited to go to the wine tour.
Or you should have eaten after.
Yeah, whatever, man. But, ugh, it was so gross.
Yeah, you're so welcome.
Yeah, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Aye, aye, aye.
I'm going to make it a point to make something with peppers in it now every time I know you go to the Y.
Oh, great.
Just for That's you, baby.
Awesome. Did you see this video? It was floating around on everywhere, all the social media stuff. Because we were talking about like that American Ninja Warrior thing where you would kind of be afraid of being up that high.
Yeah.
So there was this video of it was in Portugal, and they must have had like record wind or something, but this dude was surfing, and it was a 110-foot wave, and it's ridiculous. You should watch it if you haven't seen it yet. He's up 110 feet over the water on this giant wave surfing it, and it looks amazing.
That's probably, if you're a surfer, that's probably like the mecca
yeah,
wave,
but could
right?
Can you imagine being up 110 feet on water?
No.
Oh,
no, man.
That would terrify me.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God.
What a rush, though.
Whew.
That'd have been great.
And he nailed it, too. Like, I don't know how many tries he had at it, but the one that made it onto video was pretty impressive. It's really cool looking.
Imagine getting up there looking down and you see like a shark or something.
That's what, yeah. Don't go left. Don't go left. Oh my God. I have some stupid thoughts sometimes.
Sometimes.
Most of my thoughts are stupid. But so I'm in a lot of like home inspection groups on Facebook. And
okay.
People post stuff like, is this asbestos? You know, what does this look like? That kind of thing. And trying to get, because there's hundreds or thousands of people in there and a lot of guys are experts in something and they'll be like, oh, this is what you're looking at kind of thing. But on 9/11, somebody posted a picture of the tower, one of the towers collapsing, and there's all the dust around it and all that kind of stuff. And my first thought was, and it was in a home inspection Facebook group, my first thought was to put like possible asbestos. I probably would have gotten
put
killed
on your
somebody if I did that.
N95 mask.
Yeah, if we're an N95 on that one, you want to get that tested. Possible asbestos. But that pops up all the time on those things. It's hilarious. Not 9/11, the asbestos stuff.
The asbestos.
That's in our house.
Well, it's on the outside.
It's not.
No, it is on the outside.
It's definitely on the outside. Yeah, our siding is old asbestos siding. But I think our heat runs coming up here are also the old asbestos stuff into the rooms up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is fine unless it, you know, falls apart. I mean, right. Once it's intact, if you start chipping at it, then it
and just
gets
don't
bad.
Go poking holes in it.
Yeah. Don't poke holes in my story. Not at all. Another thing I saw was, and this is ridiculous, that Los Angeles County in California has banned trick-or-treating.
Already? That's super sad.
Yeah. And everybody's saying this, but it's true that it's like the one time everybody does wear a mask. Halloween, right?
Right.
It's so ridiculous. Like, you can go get candy. You can. It's not. It doesn't live on surfaces at all, basically. And
no.
Kids want to go out and get candy. There's no indication they're going to do that here, but
if they did, I would still have
my
light on.
I
would still be out there
handing out
candy.
Handfuls of candy to each kid, for sure. It's ridiculous. These kids have had a shitty year as it is.
Haven't we all?
At least let them go out and have some fun and trick or treat. My God.
I agree.
Restore some sense of normalcy.
Yes.
Most of the schools around here are almost all virtual learning.
Virtual, or a lot of them are a combination of virtual and I think depending on the age group, the grade they're in.
Yes.
I think a lot of schools are doing like kids go in 2 days a week, something like that. And they rotate so that, you know, if some kids come in on Mondays and Wednesdays and other kids come on Tuesdays and Thursdays to reduce the amount of children in the school and in the classrooms at one time.
Yes.
So.
But still, I mean, you can't take away Halloween.
No.
I will drive to people's houses
and hand
them candy if I have to.
Instead, we'll go ring doorbells and hand them
candy. Do you
have kids?
Here you go.
Here you go.
Trick or treat. No. It's ridiculous.
We're totally doing that, by the way.
If they ban it.
Yeah, if they ban it. We're totally going door to door. We're just going to start handing out. Because you can usually tell, like, what houses have kids.
Well, you can even probably go online and be like, you know, hey, this is what we're doing. We encourage other people to do it. If you have a small kid that would normally go trick or treating,
Let them sit on the porch, bring them out.
Yeah, or put a blank in your window so we know it's a house that has kids and we'll come there and we'll
hand it up.
I would definitely do that. In fact, I just invented that idea right now. So if somebody else takes credit for it, they're in trouble. It's recorded.
Right.
Yeah. There's proof. Proof.
Today we had fun.
We did?
Yeah.
No.
What do you mean?
Explain your version of fun to me.
We bought new furniture. New living room furniture. Couch and love
seat. That's something we did.
Yeah.
Where's the fun?
It's kind of fun.
Ask yourself, where's the fun?
Scrubs reference.
Yes.
Yeah. So, mostly because we have pets, I don't enjoy, and I've mentioned before my frugalness, I don't enjoy spending thousands of dollars on brand new furniture. Especially since I, you know, there's Facebook Marketplace. Why do I need to buy stuff brand new? Anyways, I happened to find this very sweet deal on furniture that was virtually brand new.
I thought you could say sweet old lady.
Sweet. she might have been. I don't know. We met her husband. I mean, nice. They're not young, but I'm not going to say they were old people.
They're old. They're like 65.
Dude, 65, they're not old people. They're older.
Anyway.
We're going to be 65 someday.
Hopefully.
Anyways, so. Yeah, so we got this really great furniture. It's power reclines. It's awesome. It's nice and cushy and clean. You
never
know.
That power recline thing is pretty sweet.
Yes.
I'd never had any piece of furniture that does that.
But the only, you know, downside to buying that kind of stuff is you got to move it yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we bought some furniture, loaded it up into your pickup truck, and brought it home. And then we moved our furniture out. And brought in the other stuff.
So we say our furniture, we're talking a full couch and a love seat.
Mm-hmm.
Out, then back in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how's your wing bone doing there that you got a nod in from?
I'm all right.
But I am glad because
you doubted my ability.
No,
because
I'm
not going to say this new furniture. It was heavy,
yes.
Being that, you know, both sides of it reclined. It's got all the steel mechanisms inside and everything else.
Yep.
That couch was on the hefty side.
Yeah.
You were a little worried I wasn't going to be able to handle that.
I had confidence in you.
That's what you say now. That's only because you saw my awesomeness. I was pretty excited.
Yeah. It was awesome.
All that weight training, lifting those weights, pays off occasionally.
I hear you, yeah. But our previous furniture that we bought when we moved in here, which was, geez, that's almost 4 years ago. Wow.
Yeah.
That we got that. It'd be December that we got that. Was not that it was cheap, not quality, but it was pleather.
Mm-hmm.
And our cats went to town on that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked disgusting.
So yes.
We had, you had bought actually covers for them all, which we had on there all the time. But
yeah.
We kind of came to an agreement on let's not buy more leather or pleather stuff just because it'll get destroyed again, and maybe spend a little bit more on something that's a higher quality, even though it's used,
mm-hmm.
that maybe they won't destroy, because now this is like a heavier fabric kind of couch and love seat, and it's hopefully something they won't scratch up to hell.
Right, because our set before that, they didn't do that to.
Very little.
Yeah.
I think there was a little bit, yeah. But
no, but the gentleman that met us at their little storage unit there, he was funny.
Maddie. 65-year-old dude goes by Maddie.
Goes by Maddie. And he's like, he looks at us all straight-faced. Do you want to know what my wife did to me?
Yeah.
He goes, we used this furniture for a year and a half. And she decided we needed gray furniture.
Yeah, she didn't
instead.
Like the color.
She didn't like the color.
And this, it's like high quality furniture. What is it, Ashley? Or
it's beautiful furniture.
Yeah.
It really is very nice.
We got a really
super
good deal on it.
Super comfortable, yes. But this guy was just like beside himself. The poor guy. He's like, couldn't believe it. He goes, this stuff is like brand new. He goes, it's only me and her that have ever sat on this.
Yeah. So that was cool. But moving it in and out, yeah, that was a treat. But we did all right.
Yeah.
We didn't fight.
We didn't kill each other.
Yeah. We talked about that. I mentioned that afterwards. That
it may not have been raining at the time either.
Oh, no, yeah. But, and windy.
Mm-hmm.
But talked about like, that is when I would say most fights occur between couples is when you're moving furniture. So you and I, we didn't argue or anything during this, but, you know, you kind of made fun of me, but it's for this very reason that I was sitting there looking at it, kind of figuring out logistically exactly every single move we had to make to get it in there as easy as possible. And it worked flawlessly.
Yeah, well, there wasn't really a lot.
There was. You have to like turn it the right way. You have to make sure it's pointing the right way once it's off the truck, all that kind of stuff. And I did that.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. I'm
flawlessly.
Yeah, I'm the, I might go into that business. I might go into furniture moving.
Yeah?
Why not? There's probably a need for it. You could probably even do that like part-time. Be like, hey, I'm offering these services. You buy something on Facebook Marketplace or wherever, Craigslist. Call me. I'll move it for you.
Sure. Somebody would, but I'm not.
Yeah. Not yet. When you get to be old like Maddie, you might.
What makes you think when I'm old, I'm going to be able to move furniture? I might need somebody else to move it.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm not doing that. If you want to go
and
move other people's furniture, you go ahead.
No, it's a potential idea.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Act like we're 25 years old or something. We can just start all sorts of young and buff.
Yeah. Buff is not a word I would ever use to describe me. You know what? Actually, that's not true, because you can call me a mafia buff. Right? A different kind of buff. Not buff like muscles, buff like a lot of useless
like
knowledge on something.
Like an
yeah.
enthusiast.
Because I have a ton of knowledge about the mafia.
Gotcha.
You know this.
I do. It is one of your...
I had at one point over 120 books. All true crime stuff, none of this fake shit. And I can rattle off facts about the mob in New York and Philly and Vegas and Florida, New Orleans, wherever you want, man. Chicago especially has a big mob thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I am a buff. Huh.
Do you know about the Polish mafia?
I know it's made mm-hmm. up, but actually Meyer Lansky, big guy in the 30s and 40s, big finance guy with like Lucky Luciano, was a Polish Jew.
See?
Yeah. No offense.
It's a thing. You don't know it all. Yeah, well. You think you know it all, but you don't.
I do. I just rattled that off. What do you mean? The Polish Mafia is something that one weird person talked about with you and your brothers.
Nope. It's not true at all.
Yeah, it is. It's completely true.
Nope.
What else is happening with you, lady?
Nothing.
Oh, boy.
That's it. That's my entire life. My life is boring.
I know. I live
with work all day. And I live with you. That doesn't get super, you know,
but we
exciting.
Had Saturday morning, too. We went to Underground's Coffee.
Yes.
And got coffee
if
and
you
breakfast.
Are in the Buffalo area, that is a great place. Please hit them up.
Yes.
Underground's Coffee. They are on
South,
is that
Park,
South Park, right?
In Hamburg. Yeah.
Yep.
Not
no,
in Hamburg. And Hamburg. Yes.
Yes. Over there on the First Ward.
Yeah.
They
have
great
like
place.
This. It's like the best coffee I've ever had in the world, and their mm-hmm. breakfast sandwiches mm-hmm. are freaking incredible.
They have an app.
Yeah, you can order on the app. They will come and they'll give you a text message when it's ready. But it's funny because the building they're in used to be a funeral home, right?
Yes.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's called Undergrounds. Play on words on both the funeral part and the coffee part. But it is really good. And this podcast is brought to you by Undergrounds.
No,
I they're
wish,
not sponsoring
yeah.
us. But
no. Maybe someday.
Shout out to them. We'll tag them on social media with this podcast.
That's too. Right. We went there and we also hit the Clinton and Bailey Market.
Correct.
Yes. Again, if you're in the Buffalo area. Another great place to hit up. It is a giant farmer's market. It is still hopping and chock full of great deals. We got all kinds of really awesome veggies.
Well, we got there and we parked and we were still eating our breakfast sandwiches from Undergrounds. And we were just amazed at the cars flowing in. I mean, it was like an endless stream of vehicles coming into this place. I joked. I'm like, it looks like Field of Dreams.
You know
like
what?
If you build it, they will come.
I knew that the Clinton Bailey Market used to be a thing. That used to be.
Still is.
Right. I didn't know that it was still that grandiose. But it was great. There was a lot of local farmers, tons of fresh vegetables, all kinds of stuff. Dude, we could have even bought a chicken.
Yeah.
I was a little upset.
I know.
Because I thought we should have.
In our town where we live here in West Seneca, you cannot have a chicken without a special.
Yeah,
is
get
that
the
an
permit.
Ordinance? Variance. A variance, maybe? Is that what it is? I can't remember. But either way, you can't just go out and willy-nilly buy chickens.
No,
unless
you got
they're frozen and packaged.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
Live ones you need.
But yeah,
to
that was
the
Clinton Bailey Market was rocking.
Yes.
A lot of people.
Mm-hmm. A lot of good deals, a lot of fresh fruit. We bought some corn, had it for dinner
that
today.
Was so good. Super corn good. On the cob on the grill.
Oh, yup.
Yummy. Yeah, it's a good place. You should go there.
Check it out.
This support podcast is brought
farmers.
To you by the Clinton Bailey Market. They're actively seeking sponsorship. Yeah.
But we like to support local businesses when we can.
Absolutely.
Especially a lot of, you know, local farmers are, you know, so much has been put on hold this year. A lot of the things that normally would have happened aren't happening. Things like the Eden Corn Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So a lot of the usual farmers markets, things like that, not everything's going on. So
that's true. So I, I'm an idiot in many ways, but.
Old news, dude.
Yeah. You've lived with me long enough. You realize this, that my father's birthday's coming up and I found some things on Amazon that I'm like,
this is great.
And I'm like, I'm going to keep these in my cart when it gets closer to his birthday. They're both Prime things. I'll hit ship, send them to there because their address is already one of the ones I have on my Prime account, all this stuff. In between me finding those things and me getting closer to a date where I would be clicking buy and ship.
Yep.
The youngest needed college books. So I go on Amazon, he tells me which ones he needs, sends me the links, I go in there, add them to my cart.
Boom.
Bye. So my father's birthday gifts, which were going to be sent to them in Louisiana, mind you, were sent here.
Yep.
Because I'm dumb. So I don't know, do I pay to ship them to Louisiana or do I go to Amazon, try and return those two things because they'll give you a label,
right?
And then I just buy them again. And have them shipped there. These are the issues you face when you're a dummy like me. Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm admitting it. Because it would probably cost way more to ship those stupid things than it would be for me to just return them.
True, true.
Yeah.
But you might want to just, do that. That might be easier. Either way, you still need to go to the post office and send something somewhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'll be doing this week because it is getting that time where I need to have something arrive for his birthday.
Yep. you're looking at me with big eyes. You're not that close. It's not like, you're going to be late or anything.
It's a week away.
Yeah.
Okay. I will, I'm going to read this. Well, I'm trying to think.
I feel like, should we say happy birthday now? Are we going to be, well, we'll be recording one more before then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we can do it next time.
Pre-happy birthday. I will, I think we'll end on this note. A little fact I saw.
No, oh, you and your facts.
Gotta love facts. It says, this one I don't believe.
So it must be something about women being awesome because those are usually the ones that you don't believe in.
I'm not that misogynistic. That misogynistic. But this one said,
I'm surprised you could even say that word.
I know, twice too. I thought for sure I'd fuck it up the second time. It says, the more attracted you are to a person, the easier it is for them to make you laugh. Which means you are not attracted to me at all.
See, you just made me laugh.
Yeah, because I just found out the jig is up.
The jig is up. That's exactly what you are going to gauge my love on.
Yeah.
Whether I laugh.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Because most of the time, you just look at me like I'm a dum-dum rather than laughing at something that you should be laughing at. Which means you're not attracted to me.
We've been married long enough that I don't have to do that anymore.
You don't have to. You should, because most of this stuff is something at least worth a giggle.
Mm-mm-mm.
A chuckle, a chortle.
No.
A hee hee.
Mm-mm.
Thanks.
Only if it's appropriate.
Ay, ay, ay.
I'm not going to laugh if it's not funny. That's like telling a lie. If you laugh at something that isn't truly funny, you might as well just be lying.
Really? I don't think it's the same.
How is it not?
Because
essentially you're saying, hey, that's, when you laugh, you're essentially saying, I think that's funny.
You're kind of humoring somebody more than you're like acknowledging that something's funny, I think.
You think?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm going to go with that.
That's only because I make you laugh and you're afraid that you're lying.
All right, which means I'm attracted to you and I don't make you laugh that often, which means you're not attracted to me.
I don't think that's true at all. I think you laugh because I'm truly funny. As much as you hate to admit it.
We about done here? We good? Oh, my God. All right, dear. Well, you are funny. I am attracted to you.
I was waiting for you to say looking after that.
No, I'm not going to. That's low-hanging fruit. Why would I do that?
Because that's usually your speed.
Thanks.
No problem.
Don't wink at me, you weirdo. That was a weird wink, too. Look like you have something in your eye. You're like,
brr. I do. That's what it was.
Well, we'll wrap it up here. Thank you guys
for listening. Are we at 37 minutes?
We're at 39. Yeah. 2 minutes over.
Nobody's listening anymore. It doesn't matter.
Truth. So, I love you.
I love you, too, dear.
I'll see you next week.
Same time, same place.
Bye.